Welcome, and thank you for downloading this audio tour of the historic gardens at Ham House. We estimate it will take you approximately 30 minutes to walk through our route, but please feel free to wander and maybe sit and relax on one of the many benches and take it in stages. The tour is divided into 5 stops, which will be clearly marked with a number. You'll hear the voices of 5 different garden guides as you walk round. My name's Annabelle. After arriving at reception, stop 1 is the North Forecourt. We're standing here in the North Forecourt facing Ham House, which is Jacobean, built in 1610. The garden which surrounds the house was originally laid out in the 17th century and was the creation of Elizabeth Murray, Countess of Dysart, who lived here. When Elizabeth married the rich and well-connected Duke of Lauderdale in 1672, the couple wanted a showpiece garden which would reflect their wealth, status, and loyalty to the newly restored King, Charles II. Thanks to a National Trust project in the 1970s, much of the original garden has been reimagined and restored. In recent years, the garden team at Ham have been developing the garden, inspired by its history and with a focus on sustainability and the encouragement and preservation of wildlife. You can see an example of this approach in front of you in the management of the lawns. By reducing mowing, we are allowing wildflowers to flourish and providing pollen and nectar, as well as shelter for insects. If we turn around and look through the entrance gates, we can just catch a glimpse of the River Thames. Wealthy and important visitors to Ham in the 17th century would have travelled here by river and would have walked up through an avenue of trees and approached the house by way of a central drive with lawns on either side. Notice as you look up and down the river the number of tree-lined avenues. They radiate from the house in all directions to demonstrate the extent of the owner's estate. The circular drive we see here now was added in the 19th century to accommodate carriages. Don't miss the Coadstone River God in the centre of the circular lawn. At the time Ham House was built, the wealthy owners of large houses and estates wanted their gardens to follow the latest fashion, and showing man's control over nature was popular at that time. You can see examples of this in the topiary here, where there are formal shapes of evergreen, bay drums, yew cones, and box hedges. We'll see more of this formality in topiary in our next stop, the Cherry Garden. Please make your way to stop 2, the Cherry Garden. Facing the house, turn to your left, then right, just after the wall. Walking under the hornbeam arbour, you'll find the entrance halfway up through a gap in the yew hedge.